This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Volunteering Canterbury is proudly bringing you this program, and they have been connecting our community with volunteering opportunities for 35 years. Today we are showcasing an amazing service that's provided across Aotearoa. Dr. Pauline Stewart started Family Drug Support New Zealand to help families that are affected by the user. She donates 100% of her time to the cause, and she was an absolute delight to speak to. She donates 100% of her time to the cause, and she's an absolute delight to speak to. Fantastic. So I have Dr. Pauline Stewart, who is a registered psychologist and many other titles. Would you be able to introduce yourself, Pauline, properly and tell us all those titles that you have, all those degrees you have, all those qualifications?
No, I wouldn't, because the focus today is on Family Drug Support, which is the organisation which I formed 5 years ago. Family Drug Support Aotearoa New Zealand is a nationwide organisation. It's based in Christchurch at Christchurch Community House, and it's a not-for-profit organisation. So we were set up to provide support for people who are impacted by the alcohol or other drug misuse of people they care about. We're committed to helping impacted family members all over New Zealand to build coping and resilience for themselves as they cope with a journey that they didn't decide to be on. We have a lot of programs, which I'll talk to you about, and it's really not about the people who are working with us and for us, but they are a really, really important part of our organisation to support impacted family members.
I always think that's such a strong quality with you guys. You don't want any recognition. You don't want any of the glory. You just want to help, and that's all what's at the heart of it. So what made you want to start this organisation, and why non-for-profit? Was it, do you have everything sorted out?
No, I woke up one morning and decided that that this was a need in our community nationwide. I'm a psychologist and a registered psychologist and registered counsellor, and I could see from my clinical practice and also from speaking to other professionals and speaking to impacted family members that there was a huge need to help the people who are impacted by somebody's alcohol or other drug misuse. I could also see that from the research I did. So just actually knowing that this was a need, and if it has to be, it's up to me. And now it's moved from me to a really developing organisation throughout New Zealand. We undertook a lot of research to see what the need was, and that confirmed the huge need, because what we know is around nearly 40% of the population in New Zealand is impacted by somebody else's alcohol or other drug misuse. And that's like 10 to 12 people around the focal person. We never use terms like addict or addiction. Those aren't helpful to either the family or to the focal person. So there is a large number of New Zealanders who are impacted by somebody's alcohol or other drug misuse. And I've just been speaking at a conference in Rotterdam in the Netherlands and speaking to people from 25 different countries. It's exactly the same in other countries as it is in New Zealand. So the impact is huge. Not-for-profit is because we don't want to make a profit from families that we're trying to help. And we don't want to charge the going rate for the services that we provide. So there is a tiny, small charge if people can afford it, but we are here to help impacted family members.
And what is the normal wage for the service that you guys provide so generously for free?
Counsellors and psychologists can charge anything from $100 to $250. I'll tell you a little bit about our programs, and they are very cost-effective for impacted family members.
So you mentioned how many new people are joining your organisation, how many volunteers you have. How many volunteers now work in the organisation, how many estimated hours, and what volunteer opportunities are there for people?
Well, at the moment there's probably 40 to 50 volunteers that work for Family Drug Support Aotearoa New Zealand. There's a range of volunteering jobs, including administration, telephone support, clinical support, data support. If people come and they really want to volunteer for family drug support, then we find out what their skills are, and that enables us to see if there's a position that they could help us with within family drug support. We have interns working for us from universities who actually would also like to help with our work. Our volunteers on a yearly basis would generally contribute about 50,000 hours, which is a huge commitment of volunteer hours. We have a callback phone system, which we provide training for our volunteers. And we also, for those people who have counselling skills, we also do accredited practitioner training to help impacted family members. So there's a wide range of skills that we look for, and that if people want to volunteer, we try to find a volunteering position for them.
So you mentioned how much work you guys do in the area and how much work you're doing in Aotearoa as a whole now. How many people has this organisation had an impact on?
Over the last 4 or 5 years, a significant number. I would say probably on a yearly basis, we work with about 250 family members who are impacted by somebody else's alcohol or other drug misuse. And what we know is that for the focal person who has the alcohol or other drug misuse, generally there would be 10 to 12 people around them who are impacted, directly impacted. And so probably on a yearly basis, we'd be working with about 2,500 people. That's on a yearly basis. So a large number of people, and that is growing significantly. Probably three quarters of our calls for support are around the use of alcohol, and about a quarter around the use of other drugs. So alcohol is a huge problem in our community, and often underestimated because it's a legal drug. And so we are working with a lot of people who are really impacted by alcohol and other drugs.
So you said that there was several people impacted around the initial person. Is that just the family members, or is that the friends as well?
Not just the family whānau. A lot of extra people. It can be close friends. It can be an extended family in a sense of whānau connections. It can be a wider group of people. So there can be a large number of people who are impacted by one person's alcohol or other drug misuse.
I tried volunteering the other day.
They needed a host for a radio station.
Some crew to join the Coast Guard.
An animal feeder at Willowbank.
It's something I've always wanted to do.
Dreamed of doing.
I love to do.
I had some spare time and I wanted to be a part of something.
Bigger than myself.
I moved to a new community and
was looking for a connection.
I wanted to get to know the locals and seeing others happy.
Makes me feel happy too.
If you're looking to add meaning to your life, volunteering Canterbury is here for you. Visit volcan.org.nz to make your mahi have meaning.
I think that you're doing an incredible service in New Zealand to our New Zealanders who are out there struggling with it, and not necessarily struggling with the addiction themselves, but around the addiction, because it affects so many people, and it's a illness in this country. What sort of impact do you see on the families and individuals that you helped throughout the years? How do you see them progress?
What we know from our work is that family members who contact us tell that they feel great relief if they've been able to talk to somebody who's trained and non-judgmental and understands the challenges that they're facing. We know from our ongoing research, because we're a very evidence-based organisation, and from our surveys, that our services are really valued by those who reach out for help. Most of our services are available via telehealth, so that means it doesn't matter where somebody lives in New Zealand, no matter where they live, whether it's a town, country, rural area, farm, they have the service delivered into their own home. So people don't have to come to an office in a city to be able to access our support. So we know that that's a great help for people, because the accessibility, the confidential nature of the service, the understanding of our accredited practitioners when they talk with our family members is really unique. And we know also that our service is able to provide us the support that people who often feel concealed stigma, people don't often want to reach out for a service because they don't know whether it's going to be confidential, they feel ashamed of what's going on in the family. That's where we're working from, people who are able to reach out. Around what we know is around 57% of people recover from alcohol or other drug use without going into any treatment services. So they have community services. And so that means that often impacted family members are not included in any service because the person, that the focal person, is not in any treatment services. So we work with people whether the focal person is in a treatment service, in a community service, or hasn't even moved into recovery. So that means that we're working with a large number of impacted family members whose focal person has never decided to make any changes in their life. But the impact is huge on the impacted family member.
And what do you think would happen if the service just wasn't available?
I think if the service wasn't available, a lot of people wouldn't be able to have the support they need to build their coping and resilience for a journey that they didn't decide to go on.
Yeah, I think as you just summed it up perfectly there, it's they didn't decide to go on it. Yeah. It's not something that they wanted to go through, it's something they have to. And you guys are providing such a good service to help these families. What is the process that you go through with people to help or equip them with that support that you guys provide?
Well, I think it's really important to understand that impacted family members are mums, dads, partners, parents of adult children, other whānau. We know that 92% of the people who come on to our counselling program, which is a 5-session counselling program, we know that they report to us that their burden is reduced, and it's generally reduced by nearly half by doing the 5 counselling sessions. We know that the stresses and strains are reduced. We know that people receive help and find ways to cope. We know that we can give them really good information about things such as chronic sorrow, which is an ongoing loss that people experience. We know that when people access our services, they develop a better understanding of the journey for the focal person, and so are able to talk to the person in perhaps a more positive way so that changes are made. And we know that impacted family members, when they reach out for help, know that they're not alone, that help is available to them. They just have to reach out for that help and move past the concealed stigma. And we know from our online surveys, which we do after the 5-session program that we offer, which is called the 5-step program, we know after that, when we do a survey 3 months later, many people, 70% of people reply to that online survey, and they tell us that the help they've received has made a huge difference to them. How we go about our services, we have a callback phone line that people can call, and we'll call them back to listen to what the issues are and give them support that way. We provide information. We have our five-step program, which is 5 sessions, psychoeducational program, which is evidence-based, with an accredited practitioner, which is, people have said, is extremely helpful. We have group sessions online that people can go into on a Thursday, which is very helpful for some people who want to be part of a group. We train interns, and we do talks and presentations to groups, health professionals. We collaborate with experts all over the world on in the field of alcohol and other drug use. And I think probably one of the first places for people to start is on our website, which is www.fds.org.nz, or just go to Family Drug Support New Zealand. We've got a huge number of resources on there, and it's a way to self-refer to our programs. So a lot of ways we are helping family members, but we're also helping the alcohol and other drug workforce to develop, because we're training accredited practitioners to do this work.
Hey honey, how was your day?
So crazy. The printer ran out of ink and I refilled it. Then get this, the boss said, well done.
Oh, really?
Well, no. But he would have if he knew it was me. What did you get up to?
Nothing much, just refereed a rugby game, built a model car, helped at a tree planting, drove in the community patrol car, learnt to crochet and hosted a radio show.
Oh.
Your work can be whatever you dream. Visit volcan.org.nz to make your mahi have meaning.
Well, to everybody out there who is wanting to, is on the fence and doesn't know if they need to call someone for help and doesn't know if they have anywhere to go, there is somewhere to go. You can call somebody and ask for help. That's all you need to do. And on the other side of the coin, what would you say to these people who maybe aren't in the situation but want to help, or maybe they're out of the situation now and they want to help those people affected?
Well, what we know for people who are dealing with the alcohol or other drug misuse of someone they care about is that there's five things to move people into recovery. This is hugely evidence-based from around the world. Firstly, the focal person needs connectedness. It's really important that there is connection, positive connection with family whānau. So connectedness is very important. The person, the focal person also needs hope, and the family member themselves needs hope that changes can be made. And we've seen many, many occasions where hope allows people to change their behaviour, and it gives hope to the family that there can be changes. We know that people, the focal person also needs identity, building a new identity, they need meaning in their life, and they need empowerment. So they need self-trust that they believe they can make a change. And so if those are the things that the impact, that the focal person needs, what we know is that the impacted family member should never give up hope. They should never give up hope, but they need to build their own coping and resilience for a journey that can be a long journey. They need to move past the concealed stigma and reach out for help, because when people move past the concealed stigma and move and reach out for help, what we know is it reduces the stress and strains that the impacted family member feels. It builds their self-esteem, and it reduces their the psychological problems, for example, anxiety, sleep problems, even depression, that the impacted family member has as they watch the person that they care about with all the challenges they're going through. So it's really important that people, the impacted family members, don't give up hope, and that they stay connected in some way. There's many ways you can stay connected so that there is hope for the focal person.
That was incredible. I've heard that before. The opposite of addiction is connection, and you just summed it up in a perfect way, how people need the connection with their family members and hope. Hope is the centre of it. Everybody needs to feel hopeful so they can get to the next step.
They do.
They don't give up.
Yeah, they do, and it's, we know that often it's 20 years before impacted family members will actually reach out for help, because they're being impacted by somebody's alcohol or other drug misuse. But that reaching out for help can make a huge difference, not just to the impacted family member, but also to the focal person. We say to impacted family members who are doing our five session counselling program, we say to them, let the focal person know that you are doing this program, because often the focal person has no idea about the impact they're making on family members. So it's really important that impacted family members can refer themselves to a service, which is a unique service in New Zealand, because we only deal with impacted family members. And so we're able to focus on the needs of people who are impacted by somebody else's alcohol or other drug misuse.
And if people want to help you guys, if they want to volunteer for you, if they want to donate, if they want to help in any way, where can they do that?
If people have the skills they think that would help us, they can volunteer via our website too. Our website has amazing resources on it, including donations, volunteering, and also lots and lots of resources for people who are impacted by alcohol or other drug misuse of somebody that they love and care for. There are services throughout New Zealand that help the focal person, okay, and they ask the impacted family members sometimes, if the focal person wants it, they ask the impacted family members to help the focal person. But to provide a service for impacted family members in their own right, that's what we do, and that's the difference between our service. And the other thing is, because most people don't go into a residential service or sometimes any service at all, we've still got these 10 to 12 people who are impacted by somebody's alcohol or drug misuse that need help in their own right, because they're trying to support the people who are who have an alcohol or other drug misuse.
You guys do an absolutely invaluable service to this community, and just from Aotearoa, I want to thank you, and thank you for starting this business, and thank you for helping so many families. Do you guys have a grand total of how many families you guys have helped?
I think probably we're always focused on helping the next family. We don't actually look back to see how many we've helped. We do know from the messages, from the surveys, from the data that we collect that we help, that people are helped in amazing ways. But we don't count that number. We're always looking for more people to be able to help. So I just think it's really important that we focus on the need that's out there and provide the very best evidence-based service to help impacted family members.
And just keep going to the next one and the next one. Well, thank you, Pauline, so much for coming in and talking to us. It's absolutely amazing service.
Once again, a massive thank you to Pauline for coming in and talking to us. It was truly inspiring hearing her story and how much help she does with the community. If you want to help her or you need help yourself with family drug support, you can go to fds.org.nz. And thank you to Volunteering Canterbury for connecting people with impactful work such as this. If you want to make your mahi have more meaning, you can check out the expansive list of opportunities at volcan.org.nz.